USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More of your tax dollars are going to Ukraine. The Pentagon is announcing a new $820 million Ukraine aid package. It includes up to 150,000 rounds of 155-millimeter artillery ammo. Ukraine is also getting 4 counter-artillery radars. Since the president took office, he has given Ukraine nearly $7 billion in aid. The July 4th holiday weekend is off to a rocky start at the nation's airports. More than 3,700 flights within into or out of the United States have been delayed so far Friday. The number of cancellations has surpassed 350 as airlines continue to struggle with staffing issues. At least 12% of flights on Delta and American Airlines have been delayed so far Friday. USA Radio News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford. For your free quote, call 1-800-272-1955. That's 1-800-272-1955. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-272-1955. SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Second Amendment advocates were happy with a lot of the Supreme Court rulings.
The Supreme Court followed up its June 23rd landmark ruling that for the first time recognized a constitutional right to carry firearms in public by issuing a series of rulings Thursday reversing federal appeal court decisions that upheld gun restrictions in California, New Jersey, Maryland, and Hawaii. Justice Clarence Thomas wrote in the court's majority opinion, "It makes no sense to recognize Americans' right to defend themselves in their homes while denying them the ability to defend themselves outside their homes." From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Sales of GM vehicles in the United States are down double digits from a year ago. They fell by 15% in the second quarter. GM is also making cars without certain parts as it keeps grappling with supply chain issues. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. My Pillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance My Pillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere My Pillows, and a 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at My Pillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Park rangers at Yellowstone National Park are reminding visitors to be on the alert as another bison attacked a woman.
A 71-year-old Pennsylvania woman was inadvertently gored by a bull bison at Yellowstone National Park, marking the third such incident this year and second one this week. Officials said the woman and her daughter from Westchester, Pennsylvania, were walking back to their vehicles when the bison charged them. Both women are recovering. Park officials said people should stay at least 25 yards away from all large animals in the park, including bisons, adding that they can run up to 3 times faster than humans. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Joey Chestnut is looking to defend his Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest Championship on Monday. Speaking to Good Day New York on Fox TV affiliate WNYW in New York, Chestnut describes his emotions ahead of the contest.
I'm excited. Happy to be back on the corner of serving Stillwell. And, I'm hungry.
The contest will kick off Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time on ESPN. If you are hitting the roads this 4th of July weekend, please remember you can take us with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.